Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That is Bills offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, again, talking about where he's calling plays from and getting comfortable with it. And I didn't realize that he sort of opens the door there, if I heard that right. Did I hear that right, Zach, that he isn't sure where he's going to call plays from this Saturday is what that sounds like to me.
Yeah, me and Mike, when you were off for a few days, it was kind of one of those things. He also mentioned he was like up in the air about wanting to be down there. He liked being down there, but he knew he probably should go upstairs like Dable yep. did. And we both were like on the same page of like, no, go upstairs.
Right. Yeah, I think when the players said what they said, I know they were joking around, but there was – I took that seriously. If you don't remember, players, a few different players on offense commented about how they need him, Dorsey, to go upstairs to call plays because he's a little too into it. Like he gets emotionally invested in the play to play, and I don't think you can do that at all when you're calling plays, obviously. And I would think being on the sideline, you're more susceptible to your emotions in the moment, whether that's in just talking with your players or watching the plays unfold and getting upset about something that doesn't go right from an officiating standpoint or whatever. Not that you don't see all that from up top, but you're not yelling at the side judge if you're up top. Like, there's just no doing. I mean, unless you're a psychopath, and then maybe you're doing it and your coworkers are all going, you're in a glass booth with a headset on. The guy.
Yeah, no one can hear you.
The side judge cannot hear you. You're in a glass case of emotion. So I like him upstairs upstairs as well myself. Anyway, all right. 803-0550. Odell Beckham Jr. still continues to be a topic of conversation amongst Bills fans. Good idea, bad idea. I'm all for it. 803-0550. What do you all think? Let's go to the phone. Seamus is first up this segment. Hi, Seamus. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. As soon as, the Browns released him, I was just like, go get him, 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 because I can't think of a quarterback that would be more suited to the way he plays and runs routes than Josh. Because if he's running his own routes and Josh is scrambling, as soon as there's that one quick where, Beckham is able to find that one little crease that, no one was expecting he'd do, falls there. So I think because of Josh's mobility and his vision down the field and the fact that as soon as, there's that one split second, the ball's there. I mean, it's hard to really think of anybody else in the league that, runs their routes better than Odell. And again, like I don't, maybe Mahomes, cause he's got the same arms, but Josh is, I think, more mobile. So it makes way too much sense. And I mean, it would just be the scariest receiver depth I've ever heard. Anyway, I'll listen to you guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Seamus. Appreciate the call. Yeah. Look, I'm all for it. I mean, I'm not to the point of just wanting it for what you're describing to me, which sounds like a scramble drill. Although, I mean, those are plays that are value. We've seen Dawson Knox be very useful on those types of plays. And Allen certainly has the ability to do that. It should be, even at times, I think, by design. And that's another piece of it for sure. Beckham, I think, the explosiveness on those types of situations. Thank you for the call, Seamus. Ryan is next up. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. First of all, number one, I think you're hysterical. I find myself cackling in my car when I'm listening to you sometime. And second,
I appreciate that
you...
Yeah, you're laughing with me, though, not at me, I hope. I'm making fun of you.
No, with, of course, of course.
All right, thanks.
And I also do love that you have an appreciation for the human element in sports in a world of analytics. So on the OBJ piece, I'm all for anything that's going to make the team better, of course, without, mortgaging the future. And I don't think that would be something – that we're talking about here. But, you know, to be talking about it at this point in training camp, and I don't mean in the media. I mean, it's fun to talk about, you know, what if. But, you know, internally, and I'm a big fan of, you know, the Von Miller move, and I like that he's on our team, and I think he's good for not only on the field, but I think he's good for other guys within the defense. But for him to be talking about it, you know, out in the media and public, I just don't think it's a great look. And if I'm, you know, like a guy like Isaiah McKenzie or Gabe Davis, who's been, you know, fighting for a long time, been training camp and in years past to, you know, kind of have finally have an elevated role for somebody new to come in. And, you know, even though OBJ is, you know, one of the
yep.
top guys, it just wouldn't sit well with me if I'm one of those guys, or even like a Tavon Austin who's fighting his ass off to try and make an NFL roster. So that's just my thought.
Yeah, Ryan, thanks. I think that and that is, you know, you complimented me for recognizing the human side of things. This is definitely a human side of things point, because it's right. I mean, it wouldn't happen right away, and I think something to maybe buffer anybody like Davis or McKenzie potentially getting, you know, feeling slighted by the Bills bringing Odell Beckham Jr. in, like if they were to do so, at least there's a runway here for them to, for McKenzie and Davis to sort of establish their spots in the offense. And that's not to say that wouldn't change if and when the Bills made a move to bring Beckham in and he's healthy and he gets on the field. Like someone is, you know, playing time is going to suffer for someone, maybe a few someones. So there's always going to be that part of it. I think when you, though, are a part of a team that has Super Bowl aspirations and you just watched the Rams do this last year at this exact player and have him matter for them, I mean, I think you can hopefully, I would expect the guys you're mentioning here, and even Diggs, like if it were to eat into Diggs at all, I would expect that guys on this team right now, both publicly and privately, I'm not saying that in some way, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to miss, my snap count's going to go down, that sucks, but recognizing that the bigger picture, the greater good is, you know, going to win the day. And I would expect guys on this team right now with what is at stake to be able to see that, even if they personally, individually feel some slight. And like, I think, you know, you laid it out perfectly. McKenzie, especially. I mean, Davis is going into his fourth year and has had his moments. McKenzie has got like one, you know, he's got a couple of games where he's had his, the Miami game where he scored on a return and scored on a rush. And like, you know, he's had his moments, but they're pretty rare. And now he looks to be set for, you know, like a regular role on offense. Again, I think it's important to recognize that Beckham doesn't get in the way of that to start the year, and guys have the chance to sort of plant their flag, so to speak. So I'm not inclined to just blow off your concern, because I think there's always a real possibility. We don't know these guys, that, you know, everyone doesn't love the idea as much as the fans do. But I think in this case, I think Miller advocating for it matters in this respect. And I think the goals of the organization are clear enough that guys would get it. Like, it's a business, and this guy's going to help us all win. Even if it means I get, you know, whatever, you know, a few fewer targets or a few fewer snap count, I think you just kind of learn to live with that as a pro. It's just how business goes. Thanks a lot for the calls there, both Seamus and Ryan. That's what we like to call getting connected with our fans, which is brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. We'll take a timeout. Still time for your calls. 803-0550 is the number. Odell Beckham Jr., good idea, bad idea. Lines are open for that. And, of course, anything else that might be on your mind, certainly as it pertains to the Bills, or, you know, I guess anything else, but I don't know. I don't exactly want to have a grab bag here. Nonetheless, we'd love to hear from you. Mike is on vacation this week along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.